Your top stories on Blitz this hour. The Soweto Derby countdown continues. Norwich sneak valuable win against Leicester. The Salsi Sharks ready for Reds Rumble. Djokovic and Tsitsipas into Dubai Open final. And the latest from the Oman Open.
The game that everyone has been waiting for is upon us, as Soweto and the country at large comes to a standstill, the item on the menu being the iconic Soweto Derby. While there has been plenty of talk leading up to the match regarding title credentials, players to look out for, team selection, the works really, it's all about who pitches on the day and who wants it more. In the derby, the form books go out the door, with character often being tested the most. It's a battle of nerves and steel when Amakhosi meets the ghost, more often than not, at the FNB Stadium.
If a game starts on the field, it's not about coaching, it's not about whatever. This is about players in this moment, really, to take the responsibility, to coach yourself, and the team which will communicate and work with each other, inspiring each other, covering each other, they will be the one who will be in front. The second quote I like very much, it's from another level. We all know our beloved Mourinho. Here and there, it's a little bit like what we are doing, a gun without bullets. And I hope we put some bullets in the last days to get really the right shots, to see a lot of goals. And I think that was a pepper really in the last game, five goals. In Durban we played four goals, plus penalty shootout, and. I think this is to expect from both sides, because both sides have the top goal scorers on the side, they have a good assist players on the side, and that is what it's all about on Saturday afternoon.
Supporters will be crying out for another match filled with goals, but for the Pirates camp, the points on offer is the biggest prize.
I think for supporters it's a dream when we score a lot of goals, both teams, yeah, but for us it's important, we are a coach, and for us it's important the 3 points. And maybe the performance in this game. When we win and we have a top performance, I'm happy, yeah. But when we win and we make a bad performance, I'm happy too. But the focus is 3 points, yeah, for both teams maybe, yeah. We are ready. We are ready for a game, but it's a derby. And say this, it's a derby. It's all is possible in a derby. When we are other position in the table, it's possible you win the game. It's a derby, and the attitude is important on this day.
The APSA Premiership battle between Maritzburg United and Stellenbosch presented both sides with the opportunity to advance up the standings. The team of choice stood to move from 4th to 6th with victory at the Harry Gwala Stadium, whilst 3 points for Stellenbosch would propel them into the top half of the table. Looking to extend their 18-game unbeaten streak at home on Friday night, Maritzburg were out of the blocks quickest. Teenager Bunga Kutle-Hlongwane showing great poacher's instincts to score his first goal since netting in the promotion playoffs last June. Hlongwane may have had another midway through the first half after being put through by Tabisa Kutumela, but his effort was kept out at the near post by Lee Langefeldt. 10 minutes into the second period, and Hlongwane squeezed the ball through to Tobogo Tlolani, who grabbed his first of the season. Minutes later, and Richard Ofori preserved his side's two-goal advantage with a sharp save to deny Diego Franco Morez. And inside the final 10 minutes, the hosts put the result beyond all doubt as Hlongwane found his second with a fine header. 3-0 Maritzburg, their biggest win in the league since January 2018. Maritzburg United crushed Stellenbosch 3-0 on Friday night, and the APSA Premiership action continues when the much-anticipated Soweto Derby takes centre stage. SuperSport United and Bidvest Wits meet in a crunch match in Nelspruit before Limpopo rivals Polokwane City and Black Leopards collide on Sunday. Maritzburg United's victory over Stellenbosch moves them up to 4th position in the APSA Premiership. Kaizer Chiefs still occupy top spot, 4 points clear of Mamelodi Sundowns. AmaZulu are bottom of the pile, level on 20 points with all three Limpopo teams. Stellenbosch hover just outside the top half. Desperate for points, bottom place Norwich City welcomed Leicester City to Carrow Road on Friday night. Their previous Premier League encounter yielded a 1-1 draw, which at the time snapped an 8-game winning streak for the Foxes. The visitors weren't in quite as good form coming into this one, but were still the more fancied of the pair, And the best chance of the first half did go their way as Dennis Pratt turned the ball against the upright. Early into the second period, and Kelechi Iheanacho had the ball in the back of the net with a superb strike, but it did not stand, with the Nigerian adjudged to have handled in the build-up. Having threatened rather infrequently before the hour mark, Norwich had two big chances within the space of a few minutes, but Kasper Schmeichel did well to thwart Andre Duda on both occasions. There was, however, nothing he could do about this.
Taking on Chilwell on the outside, but too much on the cross. It was Rook that had made a good run forward. Back in from Lewis!
Jamal Lewis's first goal in 82 games proved sufficient to capture a hugely valuable 3 points for Norwich. Norwich snuck a hugely important 1-0 win over Leicester on Friday night in the Premier League. There's more action to look forward to, with Bournemouth entertaining Chelsea and Watford hosting Liverpool. On Sunday, Everton tackle Manchester United and Tottenham take on Wolves. Liverpool's advantage at the Premier League summit stands at 22 points over second place Manchester City. Leicester City and Chelsea occupy the remaining Champions League spots. Bottom place Norwich City are now 4 points from safety. Watford and West Ham accompany them in the relegation zone, with Aston Villa just a point clear. Real Sociedad overcame Real Valladolid on Friday. The La Liga action continues when Eibar hosts Levante before El Clasico steals the spotlight on Sunday as Real Madrid hosts Barcelona. It's tight at the top of the La Liga log. Barcelona's trip to Real Madrid will determine who occupies top come the end of the weekend. Real Sociedad are third, Atletico Madrid fourth. Espanyol lie last, level on points with Leganés. Mallorca are also in the drop zone, 2 points adrift of Celta Vigo.
While the Reds only scored their first win when they beat the Sunwolves in Brisbane last weekend, the Cell Sea Sharks will go into their fourth match of their Super Rugby Australasian trip, knowing they will have their work cut out against a physical, combative forward pack that's developed steadily in the last couple of years under the guidance of All Black lock Brad Thorne. Although they lost away to the Brumbies, Emirates Lions and Jaguares, the Reds showed signs of improvement to such a degree they could challenge for the Australian Conference. James O'Connor is maturing well at fly half and will demand attention from the Sharks' back row. And big wing Henry Speight has caught the eye in the last few games. The Sharks will do well to remember that despite their solitary win, the Reds scored 10 tries against the Sunwolves last week, which will ensure a team confident on attack and playing at home. The Sharks came out of an 8-try thriller with the Rebels on the right side of the scoreline with a 36-24 win, despite being down to 13 men just after half-time. This was their third win in 4 games. The play of the forwards and the quality of the defensive effort has taken turns to come out of the spotlight in the 3 tour matches. That focus should ramp up in Brisbane. Coach Sean Everett has made 5 changes to his matchday squad. Springbok resting protocols are the source of 2 of those changes. Lukanya Am returning to lead the team after sitting out the good win in Ballarat. He replaces Jeremy Ward in the number 13 jersey, while this time round it's winger Makazole Mpipi's turn to sit out. Veteran Bok Luwazi Mbovo makes his first start of the season as Mpipi's replacement on the left wing. Louis Schroeder returns to the number 9 jersey, swapping with Sanele Nohamba, who moves to the bench. Both last week's flankers, open side James Fenter and blind side Tyler Paul, have been replaced by the exciting young talent Dylan Richardson and former Free Stater Henko Fenter. This will be the 21st meeting between the two teams since 1998. The Reds win in Durban last season was their first on South African soil against any opposition since 2011. And it was their 11th win, with the Sharks winning 8 games all told. 3 of those wins for the Sharks have been in Brisbane, while the Reds have won 7 times at home. Since 2007, the teams have alternated wins in Brisbane. If that trend continues, then it's the Sharks' turn this weekend.
The Waratahs hosted the Lions in their Super Rugby clash in Sydney on Friday. The home side got off to a superb start, scoring 2 tries in the opening 10 minutes, courtesy of Angus Bell and Lachlan Swinton, with the visitors losing Ruben Schoeman to the Sinbin during that period. While the Lions responded with a penalty, the Waratahs soon had their 3rd try, with loose forward Jack Dempsey getting on the score sheet. The Tars too were reduced to 14 men, with Swinton shown yellow for a late and high hit on Elton Yankees, and the Lions took advantage of their numerical superiority.
And now the drive towards the line, and they are over. They hit back.
The Waratahs went into the break in front and extended their lead after the restart with a 4th try through James Ram. The Lions hit back quickly as Schoeman grabbed his second to keep his side in the hunt. Tatera Faulkner put the match beyond doubt at the death, however, as the Waratahs secured an entertaining 29-17 victory, their first of the year.
Leinster were hoping for a positive performance when they hosted Glasgow Warriors in the Guinness Pro 14 on Friday evening. The match was filled with action, with five tries coming in the first half alone, with the home side dominating the count, Leinster with four and Glasgow with one. That meant that the home side had a commanding lead at the break and were in the pounceads to get a bonus point win. The two stars of the show for Leinster were Ryan Lair and David Kenny, who both scored a hat-trick of tries, with the latter helping himself to four, while James Lowe sealed the brace and Scott Fardy also got a five-pointer in a stunning showing from Leinster. The three tries overall from Glasgow were simply not enough to stop the rampant home team, who sealed an emphatic 55-19 win. Friday night saw some exciting matches in round 13 of the Guinness Pro 14, with the Toyota Cheetahs in action on Saturday as they take on the Dragons. Leinster topped the standings in Conference A of the Guinness Pro 14, followed by Ulster. In Conference B, Edinburgh head the standings while the Isuzu Southern Kings lie at the bottom. Walter Sisulu University hosted the University of Fort Hare in round 3 of the Varsity Shield on Friday night, with both teams eyeing crucial points. The contest was expected to be a close affair, the opening points coming from the boot of Kamvaletu Menze as the home side started well enough. They went on to score the opening try as well, as they increased their lead to 8-0 going into half-time. Litangula was the man who went over after an exciting build-up from Walter Sisulu University, and it was a try that his team clearly enjoyed. The second half saw both teams struggle to break each other down, with the only points added from the tee. It was the home side who eventually eased to victory, 11-0 the final score. The Matibas were the biggest winners in round 3 of the FNB Varsity Shield, winning 50-0 against Rose University, while UKZN and CPUT were separated by just 1 point. As things stand, Walter Sisulu University are the only team with a perfect record in the Varsity Shield, with 3 wins from 3, the Matibas in second place with only 1 loss to their name, while CPUT are third. There are some exciting matches in round 4 of the Varsity Shield, University of Fort Hare hosting UKZN while Walter Sisulu University will take on TUT. The other contest will see CPUT hosting the Madiwas.
The USA leg of the World Rugby 7 Series returns to Los Angeles for the first time in a decade. And although the Blitzboks are still acclimatizing to an unfamiliar city after so many years in Las Vegas, Coach Neil Powell is pleased with their preparations.
Yeah, it's been a good week so far. I think we always wanted to load the week a little bit up front, or the first 2 days of the week, and then obviously pull back a little bit on the training sessions and intensity towards the later part of the week. And I think being a new tournament, we also had our one or two odd challenges in terms of the logistics and the quality of the pitches. But driving half an hour to the training sessions and to make sure that the guys keep their focus in that time that it takes you to get there. So we had our odd challenges, but I think the guys really adapted well to the things that we can control. And I think, so far, not too bad.
The Blitzboks began February in fine fashion, clinching second place in Sydney, edged by Fiji in the final.
If we can carry a bit of that momentum that we gained in Sydney into this Los Angeles tournament, then I'll be happy. And I think that's also the reason why we tried to keep the starting lineup as close as possible to the starting lineup that we had in Sydney. So, I think really important for us to have a consistent two tournaments, and not just tournaments, but consistent games as well, to have six consistent games from game one to game six, and make sure that we hit our standards or get to our standards. And that's what we want to play and implement our roles and responsibilities.
Round 5 of the HSBC World Rugby 7 Series takes place in Los Angeles, and New Zealand, who topped the table on 76 points, opened the proceedings for the match against Wales. The Blitzboks take on Kenya in their opening match. They trail the New Zealanders on the overall standings by just 9 points.